Were there opening and closing ceremonies in 1958?
Oh, yes. Would they have been at Wembley Stadium? No, they were the same sort of opening and closing you've seen in 2012 in Beijing and places like that, you see. No, we marched into the stadium. They had a runner who came round the stadium and lit the flame. I mean, they just came all the way on his own, climbed up, lit the flame. Mm-hmm. They had the Olympic prayer, I suppose you call it. The captain, well, I don't know who he was, and then they released a whole load of either doves or pigeons, you know, mm-hmm. which were a bit dangerous because they were flying around dropping things. And that's how it was. Then we marched out, and then for the closing ceremony, it was a very similar situation. We marched in, and they did the closing speeches, and then we all mixed up together in the centre. And you know, I managed to exchange my beret for American Panama hat to somebody there, you see.
So, was there much interaction between the athletes?
No.
Okay.
None at all. We were the Olympic Village, for want of a better word, was the RAF station at Uxbridge.
Okay.
And the British team was stationed there,
mm-hmm.
and other foreign teams were stationed at other RAF stations around London.
Mm-hmm.
They just used facilities that were there, you see. Wembley Stadium, we played at Haringey Arena, they had White City, I suppose, mm-hmm. they used a bit. Herne Hill for the cycling, Richmond Park for the horse riding.
Mm-hmm.